I don't drink, smoke, or chew, or go with girls who do.
Here on Sports Radio 96.7, 1310 The Ticket. This is The Hardline on a Monday, June 21st.
Yes.
As we roll into late June, early July, Campound is over, the U.S. Open is over. As we start anew, we rip the Band-Aid off and we start fresh once again.
Let's go!
I'm ready.
So, a couple weeks ago, I offered you Guinness World Records news.
Yeah.
Do you remember the record we discussed?
Yeah, it was stacking M&Ms.
Yes, the world record of stacking M&Ms. The world record was?
Six.
Four, wasn't it?
I think the record was five.
Oh, yeah, yeah. To get the record, you had to get six.
Yes. So did you try it with the family gun?
No. I think if I started doing that, it would be really hard to stop. So, no, I know better.
Wonder if you could get to three.
No.
Two?
I don't know. I mean, this sounds impossible. If the world record is five, getting two sounds like it would be really difficult.
All right, here's a new one for you to try. This just in. Over Father's Day weekend, we have a new world record set by Isaac Johnson of Bloomington, Minnesota. Now, what's interesting about this record is he had the record, lost the record in 2019, and has now gained the record back.
Okay.
For the largest mouth gape.
What?
Huh?
So, I guess there's a male and female division of how wide you can open your mouth.
And this guy's the winner? This sounds like something that would have been in the old book.
So he
biggest mouth hole.
He had a mouth hole, if you will, at age 14 of 10.175 centimeters, which is 4 inches. That does not feel that substantial, does it?
And how would you?
That's without an assist, though. That's just opening your mouth without hands or some other type of.
And evidently, he's taken it to the next level because another kid beat him. I guess this is a young man's game. And Isaac, the claim is he was 14. Now he's 17 or 18. His mouth cavity has actually grown in size. And if you check out the information that is available at the Guinness World Records website, you can see him actually put an entire 2-liter bottle.
Oh my God.
Into the mouth cavity.
So like one of them big bottles of Coke.
Yes.
He can put that whole thing in there.
Well, not the whole 2-liter bottle, but the whole diameter of the bottom of the 2-liter bottle.
Good grief.
And he has taken back his record.
That kid is going to get into competitive eating. Because isn't that an advantage to how much you can stuff in your mouth, your gullet holes?
He's eating plankton.
At some point, you have to consume it, though. But yes, that is a young man who can really open wide.
So they're just showing him stuff, random objects into his mouth.
The first thing they did is they got like McDonald's hamburgers.
There's
then a Pringles can. Let's see what he had a sandwich that I thought would appeal to you at one point in this video. But he could put four McDonald's cheeseburgers.
Oh, my God. Now that's freaky.
Right, right. Very casual, too. But then to get the record set, he had to go in and get it actually measured because Guinness is not just going to take your word for this sort of thing. And so, kids, the record is set 10.2 centimeters. A little more than 4 inches is the record to be.
Can you tweet that link out so others can see?
Absolutely.
Because that is the one that'll freak you out more than anything. It's not the 2-liter bottle of A&W.
Yeah.
It's the
burgers.
Dude, when it looks like he's unhinging his mouth. Like there's some sort of screw that you just kind of pop out and then it goes.
Yes.
I wonder if he eats like a rattlesnake. Like he swallows it whole and you can see the form of the rat.
The unhinged
belly.
Is that the unhinging of the jaw?
Yeah.
Form of rat.
Dan was always obsessed with the unhinging of the jaw, but I think it was the female division.
How'd you find this?
Reasons, Bob? Well,
are you on something where, is this part of the Twitter following Guinness? You, this is what you found this weekend?
Yeah.
Or are you actively searching now?
No, I'm a Guinness enthusiast, so I probably follow both the Gram and the Twitter.
Okay.
And, you know, they put a lot of stuff out there that I don't know is necessarily up to our high level of scrutiny and on this show. We only want the finest of Guinness records getting out on our show.
How are they making money? Is it the book still?
Probably.
Is that their moneymaker? Is there a museum? Like a freak show museum? Wow. You watching that?
Yeah, well, he's got a huge-ass mouth.
Well, he's the world record holder, Jerry.
Yeah, he's the best, Jerry. He's the best. You see the hamburger?
So weird.
I know.
7 billion people, and young Isaac here is the best of the best.
At 17. Do you think they knew it like two?
Of course he's a Patriots fan.
You think they knew it like two? The parents did? Like, he has a true gift.
I mean, he kind of looks like a generic high school kid otherwise.
Until he opens his freaking mouth.
Yeah.
Until he puts a 2-liter bottle in there.
And man... Have you got to the hamburger one yet?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that
hamburgers
weird?
Early on. There's a Guinness Museum in San Antonio.
That's right. We've seen that down
Let's
at
train.
We could have gone every single year for like a decade.
Yeah, he really wants to go.
It's right by the Alamo. Like right by it, I think.
Between that and where they make fudge in the window front.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things down there that says.
And Alamo Art.
Come find us.
Right.
We want your tourism.
Ty, where were you? We missed you.
Port Aransas.
Oh, that's where I used to go.
The first time I've ever been there. It was fun.
It's pretty cool, isn't
it? Kid liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Were y'all down there the whole week?
Yeah.
Did you parasail?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
No,
with the
didn't.
Mother-in-law.
Did you really?
Yes, with the mother-in-law.
Like
what was that?
Tandem? Like she was in front
it
of you?
It was a tandem, yes. That's... She was side by side, went in front. That'd be really weird.
Wait, did your wife... Here, get in front of me.
You're going to love
the
it.
Wife
we'll see if it's the same.
Good God.
What?
The wife had already done
Corby.
It, and neither me or the mother-in-law had done it, so she set it up. It was fun.
Yeah?
It's cool.
You didn't puke or anything?
No, it was great. I was a little scared at first because, you know, you're getting lifted off the boat, but once you get up in the air, it's fine. Like sitting on a bench.
All right. What do they charge you for that? Don't tell me.
Did you GoPro?
I want to guess.
You can. I did not, though.
$150.
I think it was about between $80 and $90 a piece.
That ain't bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did your mother-in-law at least pay for it?
No, we paid for it.
You did?
Yeah.
Let make her pay for stuff.
She pays for a lot of stuff. She takes care of my kid, so that's
okay.
Great.
Okay. All right.
So of the entire traveling party, it was you and the mother-in-law up in the parasail.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's weird. I'm just saying that's a unlikely twosome.
It was interesting, and she was so
like
worried.
Your wife wasn't in?
No, like I said, she'd already done it, and she was like, and she wanted to go to watch, but there's so little room on the boat that they couldn't do that. So she and her sister and my daughter, they went out shopping while we went and parasailed. It was fun, like I said.
As my kid said one time when he was very small.
Shut the f***!
Besides that, he goes... Always make the old people pay for stuff because they're going to die and not need that money. Another life lesson that he taught me.
I have to tell you, there's some real wisdom in that.
No,
brilliant.
Make old people pay for stuff because they're going to die and they won't need it.
Yeah. It makes a lot of sense.
It's selfish wisdom, but wisdom nonetheless.
Right.
Sometimes wisdom hurts a little.
He has a lot of...
Means it's working.
He has a lot of Confucius in him. For a little guy. All right,
then.
Let's take a break. Let's get into the NBA. What a weekend we had. And we can always work in some Mavs compare.